Hey everyone, this is A&M Reviews. I'm Adrian.
I'm Muhammad. This is a podcast where we talk about movies,
TV shows,
and all things superheroes.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube,
Instagram,
and Twitter,
which will all be linked in the description of the podcast. Thanks for listening. Welcome back, everybody, to A&M Reviews. It's Muhammad and Adrian, and today we're going to review the film Roadhouse 2024. And this film stars Jake Gyllenhaal as Elwood Dalton, Conor McGregor as Knox, Daniela Melchior as Ellie, Post Malone as Carter, Billy Magnuson as Ben Brandt, Jessica Williams as Frankie, Hannah Love Lanier as Charlie, Lucas Gage as Billy, and Joaquin Du Almeida as the Sheriff. But this film was about ex-UFC fighter Dalton takes a job as a bouncer at a Florida Keys roadhouse, only to discover that this paradise is not all it seems. So what did you get from the film Roadhouse?
So, and this is a, I guess you can call it a remake or a reboot. I didn't watch the original Roadhouse, but I know they changed the location, and some of the facts of how we got here are a bit different. So it's not really like a true remake, but it's with the same name and same premise. It was an interesting watch. It was definitely some turns towards the end I wasn't expecting. I feel like it was pretty slow. It picked up a lot, and it has that Fast and Furious superhero problem where it's like, these are regular people, right? They're doing some stuff that definitely would have killed people in real life pretty easily. But I guess everyone was equally overpowered as a normal person. So it was fine. But it was interesting.
Yeah, I think it's pretty interesting. The only thing that I knew about Roadhouse prior to this film was the Family Guy interpretation, where he was just kicking everything.
Right.
So this is all brand new to me. And, you know, Jake Gyllenhaal, he's a really good actor, and I think he does a really good job here. And I think he's done some other things where he, you know, fought a whole bunch in a movie, or like he was a boxer or something. But in this, he's an ex-UFC fighter. Mm-hmm. And he's a pretty dangerous man. And he's well known to a fair amount of people, but not everybody knows him. But he's pretty much this bouncer that, well, he doesn't really start out as a bouncer. He starts out as a broken man that becomes a bouncer and I guess finds a purpose. But the movie got really dark towards the end. And I'm just like, I feel like you're turning into a character from another movie that you've been in.
Yeah.
Like, this guy just, I mean, I guess he warned everybody about this other side that he had, but there's no way you should be getting away with this.
When I'm angry.
There's no way you should be getting away with this. Like, you just killed somebody.
Well, I don't know what's for the original kill, I'll say. I don't know like what the rules are in MMA or whatever, if that happens.
I'm not even talking about that.
But accidentally killing someone doesn't make you Batman, you know? So like, I don't understand how he became who he was either. We get it, your fists are lethal weapons, you have anger management issues, but you're not Batman. Why are you behaving like Batman?
But I felt like he turned into like an evil person. Like once he...
Oh, yeah. He's mad.
Yeah, and he killed somebody. He just straight up murdered him.
Yeah. Without thinking twice. Because he's mad.
I'm like, what? Why did you turn into this? But yeah, I thought for the most part it was an enjoyable film. There were some comedic moments. You know, Conor McGregor, he's playing himself. I don't think he's really doing much acting. But I thought Billy Magnussen was, you know, kind of funny. Just just because of the things that was happening to him. Especially like whenever he was on the boat and getting the shave. And how he was getting cut because of the waves, and he started bleeding, and he ended up punching the guy who was steering the boat because he couldn't get it
Yeah.
right. And
Giving like old school villain.
he seemed like a spoiled brat, that type of villain. But he was very serious though, like he wasn't trying to be funny, but the things that were happening to him was funny. But there are a lot of people who show up in this film. Like there's so many. So I mean, there's so many different characters. But overall, I thought that this was a good movie with a good setup, but also a movie that I guess once you get past a certain point, it's like, where are we going here? But that second half just got really dark to the point where it just seemed like the character was going way too far, the main character, Jake Gyllenhaal's character.
Yes.
But I guess we can go and get into the story. So we have Frankie being played by Jessica Williams, who is looking for some protection for her bar. She runs this bar in the Florida Keys, which I've never been to the Florida Keys, but you know, I've been to Miami, and it's from what I hear is not too far from there. But there's only one way to get to the Florida Keys. And it's supposed to be what, the su most southern part of the US, right?
Yes.
But
Right off the coast of Florida.
yeah. But Frankie, she goes to this place that I guess they bet on people fighting. It's kind of like an amateur thing. And she's hoping to find somebody that can help protect her bar. And Post Malone is the guy who looks like, you know, the big guy who's beating up everybody. And, you know, he's winning everything. But then all of a sudden, this random guy comes up and he's the next challenger, which is Jake Gyllenhaal. And his character's name is Elwood Dalton. And as soon as Post Malone sees who he is, he's like, no, I'm not fighting this guy. No, you go in there and fight him. I'm not fighting him. And you really left confused, like, why is he acting this way? Like,
Right.
this guy must have like a history or something.
Is he Wolverine? Like, what do you mean? I'm not gonna fight his name. Is
Is he
he
Mysterio?
Spider-Man? Or is he Mysterio?
But yeah, Post Malone, he's like, no, I'm out of here. I'm not doing this. So Elwood Dalton, he wins by default and gets the money. And
But we
he
really never
really,
get context on that for a long time.
yeah, we're just left up to just think, I guess he's a dangerous man. But he doesn't act like he's dangerous. Really, he's homeless.
Yeah.
She finds him. Frankie, she goes out and looks for the same guy, Elwood, and finds him in his car, this, you know, broke down, beat up car. And she sees that he's living in there. But she makes him an offer where she'll pay him, I think it's $5,000 for a week, something like that. Way more money than he's making right now, which is nothing. So at first he really doesn't want to take it. I guess he's hesitant because he knows what he's capable of if he goes too far as like, you know, just beating somebody up. But you know, he eventually takes her offer, goes down to the Florida Keys, starts looking for where her bar is, meets a couple of people along the way. One of them is this teenage girl, Charlie. She runs a store, this bookstore, with her father. She gets more screen time than her father. I'm not,
Yeah.
I think his name is Steven.
Oh, I cannot remember. Maybe.
Yeah, well, I'm just looking at the pictures just to see like if I recognize him, but he's barely in the movie. But I guess he kind of takes a liking to her, helps her out, kind of runs off some goons that are being troublemakers around the area. And then he finally meets up with Frankie, takes on her offer, and starts protecting the roadhouse, her roadhouse, for some money. And I guess since he's used to living like a bum, he wants to keep living like that. So he takes the this boat that's always, on the dock as his place to stay. This boat that is, I guess, also owned by Frankie as well,
The boat.
called the boat. And there's also like this crocodile around the area, but it doesn't really bother him, but it does show up later. And we kind of just go through the movie just seeing him, get rid of the rowdy people in the bar, at the roadhouse, and start building a team of bouncers to get rid of those people. One of those people are Lucas Gage, Billy, in the movie. He becomes a bouncer, and it looks like things are going pretty well. But there are these other people who don't really like the Roadhouse. For some reason, they want to destroy it, and they want to make sure that they don't grow. And one of those people is Billy Magnuson, and his character's name is Ben Brandt. And he has hired goons who he gets to go to the Roadhouse. And Elwood Dalton, he wipes the floor with them. I mean, kind of plays with them a little bit, saying, you don't want this. You really don't want this. Where's the nearest hospital? Make sure you know where it is. And he destroys them. I mean, just whoops every single one of them, sends them packing, even drives them to the hospital. And then I think he met somebody there, but I can't remember who it was. I don't think it was the girl that he ends up kind of being with. But
The ER doctor who breaks all the rules.
yeah. But we do get a lot of that, a lot of back and forth. And this movie is kind of long. I think it's kind of close to 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
But for the most part, everything's going pretty well for Jake Gyllenhaal's character. But then you all these goons just start coming back and forth, and they're all being sent by Ben Brandt. But
It's really just at this point, like I said, they're all working as bouncers. The club is getting better, but because of Billy, it's getting a little bit worse and worse. And then at the same time, Billy's dad, who he refuses to talk to, who's in jail, calls in a favor. We don't know how he knows this person for the favor, but or how he gets his number, but he does. And this is where the movie kind of gets into this weird superhuman third act.
McGregor.
Right.
And he seems, well, he's a wild person in real life, but
Right.
in this, he's literally shown like destroying places.
He's burning down villages.
Yeah. Are there no police around? Like, is nobody going to stop this dude?
He's not scared of nothing.
I mean, a bullet to the head, going to end him right there. But I mean, nobody's trying to get rid of this guy. He's out here being a terrorist.
Right.
But Billy's father knows him pretty well and hires him to take care of this, take care of Dalton. And we get a pretty good fight. Conor McGregor was a UFC fighter, but I think he's retired now after getting his big payday fighting Floyd Mayweather, even though he lost that one. he still got paid a whole bunch of money, like more than what he got paid in the UFC,
Wow.
even to lose. But it's almost like that other UFC fighter, the lady, Ronda Rousey. Do you remember her? Yep. So she was in the
What's she up
UFC.
to now?
I don't know. I think she got beat too many times, so she kind of just faded away into the background.
I thought she was trying to do acting.
Yeah, I think she was in the middle of that when she was at the height of her popularity. But she got like whooped by this one girl, and then it just kept happening. Not by the same one, but to different people. I'm not sure what she's doing now. Kind of trying to look it up. But yeah, they really kind of follow the same path or similar paths. But Conor McGregor, he is just a pretty big nuisance in the film. Even though he was hired by Billy's father, I mean, he kind of overstepped Billy, the father. Conor McGregor really doesn't care about anything except beating up Dalton. He even just pushes the Billy out of the way, just like, no, nah, I'm after him. Get out of my way. Get your little goons out the way too. But it's a pretty good fight, you know. They slammed each other into like so many different things. And this is where you were talking about like the superhero stuff. I mean, these guys, like somebody should have been dead. Dalton gets stabbed multiple times in this movie, and he just keeps going. Even Conor McGregor, I think he gets stabbed, not on the first fight, but the second one, pretty badly. But they still keep going. But at this point, Dalton, he kind of loses his motivation for sticking around. Once Conor McGregor shows up, and he kind of gives up. I mean, he didn't really give a true hard fight when Conor McGregor shows up, and they just start destroying the place while he kind of just gives up. And he does meet this girl, Ellie, who is the daughter of the head police officer of the Florida Keys, who's also corrupt because he kind of works with Billy and I guess his father as well. And it gets up to a point where, because Dalton, he comes back around and I guess he gets really pissed off. And then this is when he just turns into a different person. Now, we do get a flashback of what really happened with him. So he was in the UFC and, you know, he was beating this dude and he just kept beating him, even though the ref was trying to pull him back. Like, you know, it's over. This guy's already knocked out. He kept just pounding him. Like, he just went too far. Okay, we get it. But then, in like at this point in the movie, he ends up killing somebody, like, literally killing somebody. Like, what are you doing? Like, I mean, I get that, you know, these other people were trying to kill you, get you out of there, but you went and killed a cop? Like, do you really think you're going to get away with this? Or the movie should be
Well,
thinking, why
they're
should he
dirty
kill this?
cops, so I guess they're gonna cover it up because he's doing his daughter, because he's doing the chief who is dirty a favor because the daughter. So, yeah, He breaks the law, but everyone's breaking the law, so it's fine.
I guess it's fine.
That guy didn't have a family of kids. It's fine.
So, I mean, the reason why they're after him is because he steals some money from Billy, like his boat or something. And I just felt like he turned into a character from a different movie that he's been in, like in Nightcrawler. Didn't you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Like he turned into this crazy man that was trying to trick people and also deceive them into thinking that he's something that he's not. Like, first, he knocks out this officer, kills him, kills one of them. And then the other one, he kind of fools him, kind of just talks him up, and then knocks him in the back of the head while he's about to, kill him too. But there's like somebody else there. So I guess he just walks away. But still, like, why are you on this path to destruction? Like, you're
He's a
out here
serial
killing
killer.
people.
He tried to leave the game and he called back. So now he's gonna go and win.
But well, he didn't kill anybody before. I mean, okay, yeah, he went a little bit far in the UFC fight, but he's out here murdering people.
Taste of blood.
It seemed like he enjoyed it.
Yeah, he definitely wasn't ashamed of it.
No, he was not ashamed. I mean, he just like, you know what? I'm going to embrace this. But Billy kind of holds over Dalton's head. I got your girlfriend. And I think the father, the police officer, he's like, he's got her, just give him back his money. And then, he shows up on Billy's boat and he sees the father there. He's like, oh, you guys are in this together. But Billy actually tricked the father and was like, no, I really do have your daughter held hostage. And he's like, what? I mean, it's not like the girl was tied up. I think she should have heard her father or something on the boat. I mean, it's not like a huge boat. So I don't know if she like didn't try to scream or anything, but it didn't seem like she was being held down or anything. She was just like on the lower level. But we got a lot of back and forth. Conor McGregor comes back. They have this huge epic fight, bloody fight. Just tearing up the roadhouse. And for the second half of the film, the owner of the roadhouse just disappears.
Yeah, she has more speaking in the beginning. But once we kind of go into the dark side, you're right, she's not in it until the very end when she
Yeah.
came at the shop.
I mean, why wasn't she there whenever they were just ripping through it? Like, was it closed at that point, or did they take over it or something? I mean, who knows? But yeah, I mean, they just destroyed Connor and Jake Gyllenhaal. They're going at it. I mean, stabbing each other, running into walls, throwing tables. I mean, they're just flopping around, all bloody. Up until the point where Connor pretty much loses. I think he stabbed him to death.
Yes.
Something like that.
He cut him pretty good.
But I was also felt like he got back up. Like he just walked away after
I think, yeah.
it seemed like he was dead and then he got back up after a while and just walked away.
Like an end credit scene.
Yeah, something like that. But they have this huge epic fight where it ends in a bloodbath. And
People getting hit by cars, stabbed, shot at.
yeah, stabbed, shot at, I mean, all types of things. But pretty much at the end of this, they ask Dalton to leave. You're like, you know what, get out of here. You cause enough mess. Even though, I mean, the cops are corrupt, They don't really do anything. They follow Billy and his father's will. But also, Billy got stabbed by Conor McGregor. I guess he just did not care. Even though he was hired by his father, he just killed him. So I guess they don't have to worry about that problem anymore. And they asked Dalton to leave, like, get out of here. We're not going to say anything, but you can't stay here. And then the owner of the Roadhouse shows back up out of nowhere, and somebody comes along, like, "Oh, you guys open?" And she's like, "Yeah, we're open, even though you got this huge mess." And we get a little bit of closure with Dalton. He all the money that he stole, he gave some to the girl and his father, or and her father, who run that bookstore. Because they kind of got beat up too whenever the goons came by.
We
And
don't see it, but it's in time.
yeah. I wonder why they would do that. Like, just beat up the girl?
Maybe.
I think they said that she ended up in the hospital.
Right.
But yeah, you're just gonna beat up the girl like that? Come on, man. But yeah, they tell him to leave. He has a little bit of closure with them, and he goes about his business. He ends up leaving the Florida Keys, like he was never there. But I'm not sure of what the moral of this story is, but just a whole bunch of fighting and kicking and a lot of back and forth. I mean, what do you think?
I think sometimes it's less common nowadays with these movies, but I think this really just needed to be an action movie. It needed to have good fighting. It needed to have some big moments, some big scenes. And the story, well, it was fleshed out, wasn't it? It didn't match. The ending did not match. I feel like they just had leftover budget and wanted to figure out what to do with it. And instead of explosions, it was just all fight scene character and choreography. But I don't know, it was still a good watch, even with the confusing bits or the unnecessary superhero strength.
Yeah, I think it's still a good watch for the most part. I just felt like it was too hard of a turn for the main character to just start killing people. He just turned into somebody that was unrecognizable. And I
And I
mean,
guess you don't know when he stops either. Like, is he going to go now and just kill people up elsewhere? Or is he going to work under the bar? Or, and he can just get a regular job, and I'm sure this won't be a problem.
yeah, but instead, he'd rather live in a car. I mean, I guess going from place to place. Because I guess he had to quit after that, but that doesn't mean you have to live in a car and
No.
not do anything.
And he could coach.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are other things than just jump bar to bar being a bouncer.
Living inside your car,
Right.
barely even making it. But I guess that's the lifestyle that he wants. Go from place to place, the Roadhouse. But yeah, I haven't really seen, especially the past. I mean, how many Fast and Furious movies have there been? I haven't watched one in at least 15 years, but
Oh,
I guess it's similar to that.
wow. Yes and no. It's only thing that is similar to with those films is the more recent ones, and the weird strength or money or things that are just make it no longer a street level issue because they are normal people. I don't know if it's on if it does that much, but it definitely it leaves room for a sequel if they should do one.
Do you think they should do another one?
I mean, I think they could. I mean, why not? I mean, if it's working anywhere and he has the same problems and the same skill set and does what he does, random action movies still have a place in media.
I agree. And it looks like it did pretty well. Based on this article from Deadline, it says Roadhouse rocks Prime Video with record-breaking 50 million global viewers.
Wow.
So maybe it could spark another one.
Maybe.
I guess it's part of this trend where you're remaking old, 80s or 70s movies that were, I mean, I think they were like cult classics, but then they try to bring them back. Like, I don't think like all these movies were just like so great. I mean, I haven't seen it, but a lot of these movies that they try to bring back, weren't like the best thing ever.
No. And I think it's you get many different audiences whenever you take a name like Roadhouse that's somewhat iconic, and even the story is a different story, it just seems really similar, and is brought to a new age. The first one was successful, so this one will be successful, and you'll catch multiple audiences in the process, so why not?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it did do pretty well, with Amazon Prime. And I guess with looking at the future of how they release films, it could be just like this. I mean, we've gotten more and more movies, movies that are highly produced with a lot of money behind them on streaming services. So could movie theaters go away? Like, I don't know, the VCR.
I think so. I think they could go away. I don't think they will anytime soon. I think the experience of going to a theater is still something that enough people enjoy or would miss that it won't go away. It's hard. With streaming services existing, it's hard to, I'm sure, to keep up with the revenue going down, but not impossible.
Yeah, it's not impossible, but I think the pandemic definitely fast forwarded some of this stuff, with the with how technology moves and how people consume entertainment. I think last year was a really glaring sign of what people think of the movie theaters, even some of the biggest movies, like. But Mission Impossible, I think that franchise has, always done pretty well. But last year, that movie didn't get a lot of viewers that came into the movie theater. It, was a flop, even though I think people still liked it. It still didn't do well in movie theaters. I guess people got into the hype of Barbie and Oppenheimer and went to that. But outside of those films, and I guess Mario made $1 billion. And, the Spider-Man movie, it did pretty well, but not on the same level as those films. People just aren't going to the movie theaters as much anymore.
No, not nearly as much.
Yeah, only for, and it's hard to even say special movies. It just seems like less and less. But let's go ahead and give this one a rating. So the lowest rating is trash, middle is background noise, and the highest is a banger. So how'd you rate the film Roadhouse?
I would guess slightly above the of our mid tier. It's definitely watchable. It's definitely fun in a way, action-packed. It's a revenge story, redemption story. It's good enough just to give it at least one watch.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it's a high background noise. It's not a bad movie at all. I think it's pretty well produced. I feel like the cameras are getting so well that you can see the pores in people's faces.
Yeah.
And the cameras, I mean, are very good in this film and a lot of other films as well. But it's just produced very well. Just visually, just showing that Florida Keys summer heat, you can see the sweat, the pores, all those things on people's faces. I mean, really high quality cameras. But the story, it's average, nothing special, just dudes duking it out, and a few laughs here or there. The most laughs that I got was from Billy Magnussen. I thought that he had the most comedic moments, not because he was trying to be funny, but it was because of what was happening to him and a few of his facial expressions whenever he was trying to punch somebody. Like, he's never punched somebody before, like the way his mouth was just twisted. But other than that, I think it was, an entertaining film that'll get you through. It's a nice watch, but nothing that's breaking the mold. But do you have any other final thoughts about Roadhouse?
No, I mean, it's an action movie. If that's what you're into, that's good. It's pretty straightforward. You don't have to think too hard to watch it. And it has at least one popular face, so why not?
Yeah. I would say go ahead and give it a watch. But I think that does it for us at A&M Reviews. Thank you everybody for listening. Make sure to check out our other platforms, including YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, which are all linked in the description. And if you want to send us a message, click the message link to get featured on the show. And thanks for listening.